needed very few drugs to help them deal with their pain. 1 in 5 Americans suffers from chronic back pain, and for most, the problem resolves itself within 6 weeks. But when the pain continues past the 6-week mark, it can be difficult to treat. Osteopathic manipulation may offer a relatively novel, though certainly not new, way to deal with the problem. With another prescription for your health, I'm Dr. Jim Bragman. To learn more, go to BragmanHealth.com.
To grow into yourself, to live the life that God...
Author, researcher, consultant, trainer, licensed clinical social worker.
Licensed clinical social worker.
She holds a master's degree from the University of Michigan, Graduate School of Social Work. A psychotherapist for over 20 years of practice. Her clients are Fortune 500 companies, schools, and health agencies.
She's Jan Summers.
She's Jan Summers. It's About Life weekdays, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern.
7 p.m. to 10 Pacific.
Catch the encore weekends, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Western. On XM 169, The Power.
It's Ambrose, Elaine, Seniors, We Ourselves, right here, right now, on XM 169, The Power.
To Jonathan, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay. Another thing I want to ask you is that, like, the World Trade Center, the way the building was designed, I was trying to get you to understand, but I didn't know if you understand what I was telling you a lot earlier. The way the building was designed, from what my understanding, is that it's not designed like the Empire State Building or Chicago John Hancock or the Sears Tower, where they use direct I-beams to work as cross members from wall to wall. What they use is a system of truss, okay, which is a truss is basically shackles that connect to the floor support, and with the gravity of the floor, it actually pulls down on the truss, it pulls on the walls, and that's how it makes the walls firm, okay? Now, if one floor collapsed, it would cause some sort of, they'll cause a domino effect, but if compared to the Empire State Building or the Sears Tower, if something like that happened, it will not come down as concentrated like the World Trade Center.
Actually, the World Trade Center is a much stronger design.
Pardon me?
The World Trade Center is a much stronger design.
I can't hear what
she said. She said that the World Trade Center is a much stronger design.
Within a tube design, and tubes are very strong. If you cut in a tube, it doesn't cause the thing to fall apart.
I can't hear what she's saying. Okay, another thing, too, I don't want to hold you long. I just want to ask you one thing. Well, like, with these aircrafts, or like these jetliners of today, I mean, with all that software, these, like 300... million-dollar aircraft, I mean, aren't these aircraft have some kind of like a drone mechanism in them where, I mean, in case of something like that was to happen, they could actually well control these aircraft? I mean...
I haven't had absolute confirmation on this, but I remember reading on the Boeing site that the 757 and the 767 have in them a design for a pilot lockout. If the pilot thinks he's being hijacked, he types in a code, and then he doesn't have any control of the plane anymore. Somebody from the tower flies the plane and lands it.
I can't hear what she said.
Well, she said that those two planes have something in there. All the pilot has to do is type in a code, and he no longer has control of the plane. It's controlled by the... the tower.
He's locked out.
So how could they hijack the plane?
Right.
I hadn't thought of that. I hadn't heard that one before.
Did you notice that in the 1970s, we had a whole lot of hijackings?
Yes.
And then they abruptly stopped.
That's right.
You know what year they stopped?
No.
1981.
Interesting.
That was the year the 757 and the 767 came out. Coincidence, right?
Okay, let's go to DeMarcus. DeMarcus, you're on with Dr.
Yes, good. How are you doing today, Dr.
Good.
Appreciate your program today, as usual. You know, what has always been interesting to me, I talked with a guy up in Colorado, worked for Mark Marietta, who worked on this plasma laser weaponry situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that when Chernobyl had that incident out there in Chernobyl, Russia.
Say that again?
When the reactors melted down in Chernobyl, Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me that they used these laser plasma weapons to put that out. And if you look at Steven Seagal's Under Siege 2, that is that weapon. And like I said, he said also that's how the Cold War really ended, because this weapon so frightened the Russians that they decided that maybe we ought to go to the bottom and take down this wall. So, you know, I mean, like, and this thing is based in Area 51 in Nevada somewhere, and it works on a series of mirrors that reflect off the sun, you know, to make this all happen. So, you know, I mean, a whole lot of things that happened, I thought about that happened, but I said, nah, I just dismiss it, you know. And another thing I was always interested in is the fact that with the Pentagon, if a plane crashed through the Pentagon, there seems to be some kind of EPA reports and insurance people get paid for, got to pay out checks to the company, the airlines, and I was, you know, I'm curious if the doctor would know anything about that, too, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like the EPA and a lot of people just seem to be able from the
scene,
you may have heard
that from
now.
Okay. Thanks so much, DeMarcus. Dr. Wood?
Is this a good time to mention my website?
Oh, absolutely.
Folks are interested. No W's. Jane Doe 0911.tripod.com.
Do it again, very slowly.
Jane Doe 0911.tripod.com. And if that doesn't work, if you forget that.
I got Jane Doe 0911.tripod.com.
Yep.
And the another one?
You could Google on Judy Wood 911, and that will get you to it.
Okay. Good. All right, let's go to Frank in Virginia. Frank, you're on.
Dr. Wood. Assuming there is some exotic weapon-like technology that could bring down the World Trade Centers, and assuming further that the technology has been around for a while, say 10 years or more, who would know about this technology? Would it be people like the director of the Department of Defense, or who would know about it? Would President Bush know about it?
Well, I don't know, because I'm not in the government, and I try to stay away from those things. But my guess is that it's a high-tech weapon. And what country has high-tech weapons? Is this state-of-the-art? I start looking at which country might have it. To say. And I come up with, I think, like three
possible countries.
Yeah, maybe there's more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's less. But not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think somebody living in a cave with a box cutter can develop one. even though they're very good and can outsmart the U.S. military.
Right, right. Okay. Is that enough, Frank?
Yep, thanks.
Okay. Let's go to Bernard. Bernard, South Carolina, you're on. How are you today?
Good. How y'all doing?
Good.
I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, don't make you last.
Hey, listen, I just tuned in not too long ago, but I'm sure y'all are familiar with that loosechange911.com.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, I believe that's exactly how it happened. I believe there was some inside explosives in the buildings that brought them down. And I truly believe that. I don't know what kind of weaponry they might have out there on those satellites or whatever. But that kind of gets as close to it as I can see. I could be wrong, but like they said, why would they ship all the wreckage and stuff off to other countries? Because they didn't want us to see.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have some questions as to what they did ship off. Was that just the story so that we wouldn't realize we didn't have enough material? They told us that they shipped it off, but maybe it didn't exist because it was pulverized.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that's my theory. I mean, it's not my theory, but, you know, after seeing that video, it looks pretty close to me like it wasn't nothing but a big insurance fraud and a gold robbery.
Right. A lot of people benefited.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I sure appreciate y'all taking my call. Y'all.
Okay, thanks so much, Bernard.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and Rogi, we'll get back to you as soon as we get back with Dr. Judy Wood.